In the 1800s and early 1900s, clammers heavily exploited mussels in Wisconsin streams for their shells. But today, a new sort of clammer is wading into Wisconsin streams, one that is more interested in the soft-bodied creature itself than its pearly casing.
Look at that.
Again, the old clammers alive.
That is
well,
so cool.
And they have
moving too.
Yellow or pink.
I got a breather. Oh, you didn't see it.
Earlier this month, 17 people waded into the knee-deep waters of the Bark River in southeast Wisconsin to learn how to help state biologists monitor mussels in streams. With 51 species, Wisconsin has one of the world's most diverse populations of freshwater mussels. But as with freshwater mussel populations around the world, many Wisconsin mussels have suffered severe declines. In fact, freshwater mussels are often considered the world's most endangered group of animals. The United States has more freshwater mussels than any other country in the world, more than 300, and most are found in the Mississippi River Basin, including Wisconsin. Department of Natural Resources conservation biologist Lisi Kitchell says that, like many other Wisconsinites, she did not always fully appreciate the diversity of mussels in Wisconsin.
My idea was that there's two kinds of mussels, live and dead. That might be a live one.
It is
a live one. Let me see what you got. And I didn't know anything about mussels. I'd grown up with a farm pond with floaters in it, live and dead. You know, all they did was cut my feet when I jumped on them. This is called a fluted shell.
Yeah. Kitchell has been training volunteer citizen monitors to distinguish mussel species as part of a new state mussel monitoring program. Mussels can be fat, skinny, long, round, triangular, bumpy, or ridged. And on the inside, their shell may be pearly white, blue, green, purple, or orange. And if you're having a difficult time remembering what a particular species looks like, recalling its common name might help. In the 1800s, clammers used everyday objects to name many mussel species, such as the spectacle case, washboard, and pistol grip mussels. Mussels reap no evolutionary advantage by resembling these everyday objects, but they do benefit from extraordinary feats in mimicry during their reproductive cycles. Female mussels produce fishing lures mimicking crayfish, minnows, and aquatic insect larvae to deceive fish into attacking them. Why? In streams, freshwater mussels require fish hosts for their parasitic juveniles, also known as glaucidia. This is not a universal practice among mussels. Many other species of mussel, and particularly marine mussels, reproduce just fine without fish hosts. So why would stream mussels develop this habit?
The theory is that's how they get upstream. Because they live in an environment that's constantly pushing them back. And so somewhere along the line, some mussels latched onto a fish and it got them upstream.
Some mussels can infect a group of related fish species, while a few can infect only a single species. Rather than wait for a chance encounter with hosts, mussels have developed these elaborate lures to attract them. The rainbow mussel, for example, transforms its fleshy mantle flap to look and move like a crayfish to attract the smallmouth bass. As the female rainbow mussel rocks back and forth, elongated papillae move independently like crayfish legs, and a mock tail tucks inward. When a fish attacks, the rainbow mussel expels a cloud of glaucidia that attach to the fish's gills. The glaucidia feed on the fish's blood for at least 2 to 3 weeks before they drop off and mature into adults. These sophisticated mussel lures fool both fish and sometimes the occasional human observer.
Okay, so I'm taking it to the pocketbook.
Yep. Yeah. So they're one of them that does this really nice flap. I've had people sit on rocks and poke at it. I'm like, this fish isn't swimming away. It's because it's on the clam.
You might think that to collect mussels, you need to sink your arms into mud and muck. But mussels actually prefer streams with sandy or gravelly bottoms. And the best way to find mussels isn't by digging below the stream bed, but by snorkeling. Mussels only partially bury themselves, leaving one end above the stream bed to filter nutrients floating downstream. Mussels might not appear to have an up or down, left or right, but if you inspect a mussel closely, you'll notice it will be green with algae on the end it orientates upward and clean along the portion it buries.
If you pick up a live mussel, you want to put the right end down, because if they're upside down, they're kind of like a turtle on its back. They're like, can't my foot, can't teeth touch? But if in doubt, just lay them down on the substrate and they'll dig themselves in.
Kitchell says protecting Wisconsin mussel populations is important. Not just because they're fascinating, but also because they play a key role in maintaining healthy ecosystems. Mussels help keep stream waters clean through filtering and provide muskrats, raccoons, mink, birds, and fish with food. And as volunteer monitors discovered, they also provide habitat for aquatic species.
There's a sponge in there. It's freshwater sponge.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I didn't know that. I have freshwater sponge.
Oh, yeah. And this is what I was talking about. Their shell forms habitat for other species.
What,
that inside? Oh, cool.
Yeah, this feel it. It's spun. You can feel
the
spicules.
I've got a bug in there.
Yeah, there's lots of...
It's covered the whole layer there.
Wait, is that... No, actually, that's a salamander.
No, that's a caddisfly. It's a bug.
Oh.
Because they are long-lived, sensitive to variations in water quality, and mark their lives with growth rings in their shells, mussels also provide researchers with a biomonitoring tool for past and current events. And one species also provides Mississippi fishermen with catfish bait.
This is called a floater. It's very thin-shelled, and they actually float when they die because they're so round and thin-shelled. And when they die, then they float. The gases start bubbling, and they float to the surface. And then they live in the back sloughs in the Mississippi a lot, and you'll see thousands of them when there's that low dissolved oxygen in the summer, late summer. And then the catfish fishermen get in there, and they pick them up, and they slot the meat into these barrels that are just foul and disgusting and full of maggots. But they use it for trot line bait, and the catfish love them. I mean, they're great bait.
Some mussel species that were once very abundant in Wisconsin are now very rare. A large mussel known as the ebony shell, for example, was once the most abundant species in the upper Mississippi, but it has now virtually disappeared from the area. The ebony shell's primary fish host, the skipjack, used to migrate up the Mississippi from the Gulf of Mexico to Minnesota and Wisconsin. But in the early 1900s, dams installed in the river blocked skipjack migration. You can still find ebony shell mussels in the Mississippi, but almost exclusively below these dams. When they are found above the dams in Wisconsin, they are 80 or 90 years old. Of Wisconsin's 51 species, 27 are listed as endangered, threatened, or of special concern. Declines have occurred largely due to habitat loss, poor water quality, and dams. The Bark River still has a diverse population of mussels. After about a half hour of shuffling around the stream bed with hunched backs and mesh specimen bags, volunteers had found mussels and mussel shells belonging to 10 species, including one species listed as threatened, the ellipse, and two listed as species of concern, the round pigtoe and elk toe. One volunteer found a specimen not even on the list of Wisconsin species.
And was this one gaping when you picked it?
No, it was closed.
Okay, we call them mudders. What they do is they fill up with mud, and they try to trick you that they're alive because they have the half.
Yes, I am. Happy as a clam.
Why, yes, I am.
Happy as a clam.
Oh, yes, I am.
This is Patrice Cole reporting for PNM.
If you dig down deep, you might find a pearl clam.